Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the waterways moving, and all the linemen over there in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas getting the power back on. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook. The official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we talked a little bit about the college football players. I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. Some of these football teams, these college football teams, are going to have fans in the stands. Now, Iowa State, they want 25,000, is that right?
I believe so, yeah. They had wanted to have allow 25,000 fans to come to the home opener, yeah.
And that's a go. I mean, they're going to do that, correct?
Well, what we understand is that I think they have gone the opposite direction now. They're going to play the game now with nobody in the stands, we understand.
They are?
Yeah.
Well, when are they going to have the people back in the stands? Because that was a big deal to them.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, again, I'm sure that that's going to be based on different evaluations and so forth. But yeah, it looks like just a little while ago, it was reported that they're now spiking those plans to have 25,000 fans in the stadium. Yeah.
All right, because some of the college football teams down here are going to start up with no fans in the stadium, but then they plan on having whatever they can have. And if Florida goes to the next phase, which they might because our rates are dropped way down, then they might be able to have like a third of the people in the stadium or half the people in the stadium as long as they maintain some sort of distancing and wear masks.
Well, exactly. Well, evidently, in the case of Iowa State, basically they were they got feedback from the community, from what we understand, and that had a lot to do with reversing that decision. Yeah.
Now, Joe Biden is headed to Kenosha a couple days after Donald Trump went, and he's already calling for the Kenosha officer in the Jacob Blake shooting to be charged and locked up behind bars until he can be tried. That's not necessarily due process here. And Biden ought to know better. He's an attorney.
Well, absolutely. And again, first of all, I think it bears repeating. Nobody wants anybody to lose their life, be shot by police, or be injured, or have any other bodily harm come to them, with, you know, outside of the procedures and so forth, when you interact with the police. If something is done wrong, we need to know about it. That being said, anybody who's even accused of a crime, Captain, is entitled to due process. This is a basic constitutional right. And people like Joe Biden are more than happy to sort of just make that evaporate in a moment's notice because it's politically expedient. It makes him look like, well, he's really about social justice or racial justice, these kinds of things. No, because when we diminish and the police officer may have done something wrong. This is what the investigation is there for. But when we diminish it for one person, we absolutely diminish it for all of us. And Biden should know better.
Well, exactly. And the other thing that's going on here, when you talk about he should know better, one of the other things is we have to wait because there's a protocol that takes place like this. And the investigation is not only at the state level, it's at the federal level. And let's go to the telephone lines here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I am Captain Tim. I'm a retired military.
Okay.
And you?
What's up?
I have you cannot make this up. I don't know if anybody has experienced this other than me. I went to Walmart just to buy some bread, milk, just groceries.
Uh-huh.
They had the big red bus in the parking lot, so I said, I'll pop in, I'll donate some blood.
Right.
And I've donated hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and they punch in my numbers and they pull up my records and say, yep, everything is right in line. Just take this quick survey.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull out the form, and one of the questions that I had never seen before was, have I been in the UK between 1980 and 1996?
Okay.
And I was. I answered the question truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
Been there, done that. Now, they already have me down as being diagnosed before.
All right, can you hold on? I'm going to a hard break. We'll let you finish when I come back. Can you hold on?
Sure.
All right, hold on. All right, and we'll be back with, I think you said it was Captain Jim. And, Kyle, you hang on, and folks will be right back with more right after this break we're taking right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Olive Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. If you give it an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Olive Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty, whether you're driving a car, a truck, or a van. Now, in Florida, Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, and from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and surrounding areas too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office, process your insurance claim right there on the spot, and you'll wind up with a premium quality windshield and get $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. The phone number to call, 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS, for Auto Glass America. America, and don't forget to tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. All right, we're going to go back to the telephone line because we have Captain Jim on the phone, retired military, and he was telling us about wanting to give blood, and then you came up with this provision about something from, what, 1980 to 1996? Was that what you were telling us?
Yes, sir. And I had never seen the question before, and I have donated many, many times over the years.
Okay.
If you were in the UK from 1980 to 1996,
mm-hmm.
you may have been exposed to mad cow disease.
Oh, boy.
And they said, you can't give blood. And I said, I've been giving blood for years.
Mm-hmm.
And they have my records right there. They pulled it right up, and it had malaria, I was diagnosed with that many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Dengue fever when I was at Fort Amador in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
And now you pull around and say, you have mad cow disease?
Well, Kyle, you found something out. Tell us what it was you found out.
Yeah, I sure did. Thank you, Captain and Captain Jim. We were able to do a little bit of research during the break, and it looks like this goes back maybe even to 1999 when they imposed this this ban. And Captain Jim is right. This has to do with what's called bovine spongiform encephalopathy.
That's mad cow disease.
That's mad cow disease, exactly. It evidently affects about 40 people around in the world, including 39 in Britain, although, at least according to the reports that we're finding, it's never been transmitted through blood except experiments where they injected it into the brains of mice, evidently. I think Canada also has a similar ban as well. But, yes, that's exactly what they're trying to. But typically what we understand now is that if you spent more than 6 months in Britain during that time period, or if you lived there during that time period, that may be what the requirement is.
All right. So my question to you, Captain Jim, was were you there for more than 6 months?
Oh, I was in and out of U.K. for years. I graduated college in 82.
Okay.
My first assignment was Somalia in 89.
Okay.
And landed in the U.K. was our drop-off point.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in Kuwait in 91 and back to the U.K. So, yeah, I spent...
Well, we found out what's going on, and all I can say is maybe they'll change it, and maybe next time if you want to give blood and you haven't had any problems, right?
I haven't had any problems in 30-plus years.
Well, then I guess I'd answer the question no next time.
Well, I try not to lie to people. So.
I know, but still, if you're giving blood and you haven't had any problems, and Kyle just said, what did you say, Kyle, there's a very slim chance?
Well, according to this document, and again, this I think goes even back maybe to 1999, it says that 40 people in the world were essentially affected by it, but the FDA estimated, at least at that time, the time of that printing, that 250,000 donors could be affected by that new regulation.
Well, that's a little different story.
Yeah.
Well, all I can tell you, Colonel Jim, is we got to the root cause of the problem there, found out, and thanks for telling us. That might help some other folks, all right?
Well, the only thing I say is, you know, they're begging for blood, and I try to help,
and I get
told no.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the call, and we'll see what else we can find out about this. Thank you very much. Very informative. Okay, and that's Captain Jim, and we appreciate his comment. And, Kyle, that's something I didn't know. Now, as you know, I'm a donor giving blood on a regular basis because of the plasma and because of the fact that I have the immunity in my system for the COVID-19, and that's what they're doing with me. And they test me every couple of weeks to make sure before I give blood that everything is still okay. So there you go. But that's just what I'm doing. All right. Let's go back to Indiana Congressman Jim Banks. We talked about him on Monday, and we talked about the fact that he was going to put forth some legislation denying unemployment benefits to that he says would just might stop the thugs from rioting. Well, he brought it up in committee, or is going to bring it up in committee when they come back, I believe, next week. So here you go. We'll see where that goes.
Well, certainly, and again, this, I think the very heart of the matter is are people going out and exercising First Amendment rights of speech to criticize the government or call for change? That's one thing. In other words, you could stand on the street corner all the live long day and try to get everybody to embrace socialism. But that's not rioting, and that's not burning down buildings. So I think what the congressman is talking about here is something where if you engage in this kind of, you know, essentially seditious behavior and violence and mayhem, yeah, you might lose some of those benefits, those public benefits. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with that.
Now, did you hear Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking about the ICCC, known as the International Criminal Court? Did you hear him talking about that?
I heard a little bit about that, yeah.
Okay, well, the International Criminal Court is trying to go after some of our United States soldiers for war crimes. And the United States has said, no way in hell, we're not getting involved in this. You're not going to get into a wild goose chase going after our troops. So the Trump administration has put sanctions against the International Criminal Court for the U.S. war crimes probe And we'll see what happens there. But as it stands right now, it's going to be a little bit more difficult for the International Criminal Court to do anything. And I always thought that that was kind of a Mickey Mouse kangaroo court anyway, because the people they should have gone after, they weren't gone after.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, it becomes more of an agenda-driven sort of a thing to begin with. But you're right. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, he announced these sanctions, basically, and he's really kind of dismissing the ICC as what he terms a thoroughly broken and corrupted institution.
Now, I understand why the president doesn't want to go along with Nancy Pelosi's $3.4 trillion stimulus plan, and then she cut it down to $2.4 trillion because of what I'm about to tell everybody. The nonpartisan U.S. Congressional Budget Office yesterday said the budget deficit this week will hit $3.3 trillion this year alone.
Well, what's another couple of trillion at this point?
It's plenty.
No, but see, that is the point. Exactly. You know, Captain, when the first stimulus package was passed, there were some economists, analysts who simply would say, look, we can't, for lack of a better terminology, we can't worry about this right now. We have to get this to people who need it. But certainly, adding that much to the deficit, even in the first stimulus round, is gargantuan. But to do it again and make it twice or three times as much could be foolhardy when we can still help people with an amazing amount of money that would be born out of this. But again, it's the Democrats who are driving this politically. Yeah. And again, as you said, it's
all
plenty.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Is this Sean?
Yeah, hey guys. Hey Kyle.
Hey Sean.
Okay. Let me break this down for everybody. All right. For the entire Obama administration and towards the end, for example, Hannity always says, you know, that he spent more money than all the other presidents combined. So here's what the Democrats are trying to do on that front. They're trying to say President Trump spent more money than any other president combined to get Obama off the hook, okay, from that line of criticism, which is, you know, obviously what they do. I'm telling you, these people that continue to get shot by police are asking for it. When a police officer tells you to do something, you need to understand that you have to comply, okay? It's
yep.
not that complicated. You just, you know, do it.
Okay, here comes the music.
You think you're right? You know what I mean?
Yep, I do, and here comes the music.
Otherwise,
means you're
going to
get cut off. All right, thanks, Sean, and there goes the computer cutting him off. And, Kyle, you're going over on the side there, and, folks, I'll be right back with more. And, oh, by the way, I've got something to tell you about Joe Biden that's been under wraps from way back in 2015. Wait till you hear this one. We'll be
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If President Trump and his administration had done their jobs early on with this crisis,
American schools would be open and to be open safely.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden speaking in his home state of Delaware. Biden also took questions from reporters and was asked why he's heading to Kenosha on Thursday.
And there's been overwhelming requests that I do come because what we want to do is we got to heal. We got to put things together, bring people together.
Biden is set to meet with the Blake family as well. Now, President Trump tried to talk to the Blake family, but they wanted lawyers on the phone during the phone call. President Trump is designating Wilmington, North Carolina as the first American World War II heritage city, the president making the declaration on VJ Day on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder is going to be around in October down there in Sarasota for our big event we're having with the Salem people, and more information to come on that. We'll tell you all about it once we get it. There's going to be a special guest, we think, and I'm going to be the MC for the event that night down there at the Hyatt in Sarasota. Looking forward to that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. I'm going to be down in Sarasota on Saturday from 9 a.m. when they open the doors until 2 p.m. Look forward to seeing as many folks as can show up down there. It's going to be another big event at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. And, of course, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns, tactical equipment. They had fishing poles up in Largo. I guess they may have them again down there in Sarasota. And the bow and arrow guy was there. Guy had a bunch of tents and sleeping bags and all that stuff. A lot of different things that were there. Very interesting to come and see the different things they have outdoor related besides the guns that they have and the knives, of course, always with the knives. So, twoguysshows.com is the website. They're there in Sarasota from 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. Concealed carry class starts Saturday at 2 p.m. and it starts Sunday at 1 p.m. if you want to get your certification so you can get your concealed carry permit. That's Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows down in Sarasota. Saturday and Sunday this weekend. I'll be there Saturday, so hopefully you can stop by and say howdy-howdy to us. All right, back over to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Kyle, this is a fascinating story I'm about to tell the folks about. The Department of Homeland Security has been sitting on a memo detailing a Russian report on the mental health of then-Vice President Joe Biden
continuing on up to being the presidential candidate with the Democratic Party. Now, this was a story that was released by ABC News, and it was about the Department of Homeland Security, who wrote a bulletin on the matter entitled "Russia Likely to Denigrate Health of U.S. Candidates to Influence 2020 Election." What do you know about this?
Well, what we know about this, Captain, again, is that this is evidently the genesis of a lot of this doesn't just go back in the very recent past. It seems to go back several years ago in terms of
back to 2015.
Exactly, as to some of the different things that Joe Biden may have said or how he may have acted that seem to have tripped this interest into, you know, what's going on with Joe Biden. So evidently the Russian government began to compile this information and create this narrative, basically, based on those kinds of observations. And we understand that this memo, as it were, went to Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf. He was asked to approve it before it would have been sent out to federal, state, and local law enforcement, but it never actually went out. Evidently, they found the lack of veracity in some of it or approvability of the information that they had.
Well, it started with, and here we go, the normal players in the game. This is a draft document that never really went anywhere because it cannot be confirmed nor can it be denied with the information that's on there. And according to ABC, they said that the intelligence analyst concluded that with a high level of confidence that the Russian malign influence to the actors are likely to continue denigrating presidential candidates through allegations of poor mental or physical health to influence the outcome of the 2020 election. Now, this document referenced efforts in Iran and China to also criticize President Donald Trump because they want to get rid of him, but it focused mostly on the Russian questioning on whether or not Biden was mentally fit to serve as president based on some things that had happened dating back to 2015-2016 when he was vice president of the United States.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And
this is amazing.
Well, it really is. And again, you do have foreign actors who want certain things to happen. In the case of the Russians, I don't know that it's primarily because they quote unquote want Donald Trump, but at the same time, they like to sow a lot of chaos. And chaos for them, for the United States, is better for Russia.
I want you to listen to the words that were in the document. Now, the DHS document, according to ABC, mentioned a story on the Russian proxy website that refuted media claims that the candidate's gaffes are a result of a stutter, instead of arguing that these verbal miscues are actually signs of early dementia. This is going back to 2015 and 16, pertaining to Vice President, then Vice President Joe Biden.
Well, you know, certainly, Captain, if you look back at some of the, you know, just Biden when he was vice president and going around and doing things, he's always been, you know, in recent times been exhibiting these kinds of things. And I think people will see a very marked change from the time that he left office, for example, at the end of Obama's term, and when he came back into the primaries to begin to run. So whatever it is, and this is most unfortunate because we're talking about a person, but it seems to be accelerating. And I think this is why, Captain, they are constantly having to adjust for Biden. They've kept him in the basement bunker, as it were, and they've been trying to ride this thing, hoping that nobody's really going to hone in on this. But you know, it's hard to deny what you see happening before your very eyes.
I got eyes, I got ears, I know symptoms, and I was in a medical, not profession, I was an emergency first responder, EMT, and then later a paramedic, and did it for 25 years, and I'm seeing signs of dementia in Joe Biden. I'm sorry, I'm just seeing it.
Well, exactly, and it's most unfortunate. But again, we ask ourselves this question: why do you think people try to put out stories that President Trump suffered a mini stroke? This is a lot of diversion,
yep,
trying to take that heat off of Biden,
yep,
and his physical.
And
well-being.
Remember the story about, well, you know, Donald Trump might have had a mini stroke back last fall, blah, when he was rushed to the hospital. Well, what happened was he was going to go out of the country, if you remember right, and there were certain tests that he had to take, and he didn't take them, and he'd been putting it off, and they finally said, look, you can't go here, you can't go there until you do this, this, and this. So they just, off they went, and they did all the things they needed to do, and that was it. End of story. It had nothing to do with a stroke.
Well, right, but unfortunately, in our day and age, people like to see conspiracy or cover up pretty much everywhere. But obviously, that's just not the case. But what we see happening with Joe Biden is hard to deny. You'd be hard pressed to say that no, he's just fine. I don't think anybody could say that with a straight face.
No, and he's 78 years of age, and if he was able to fill out his first term, he would be 82. And I've got enough trouble watching Nancy Pelosi at age 80 as Speaker of the House, who needs to be retired this year.
Well, absolutely. I think we may see some pretty interesting things happening in California, but in terms of a national House race, the Republicans take back the House, and yes, Nancy Pelosi is retired as House Speaker. Absolutely.
All right, now we're going to switch over here to something different, and let me see here. All right, let's take a phone caller real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get down to business here. Everybody, Russia, China, the EU, and everybody else outside of America wants Joe Biden, okay? They can push him around like they pushed Obama around. I'm not buying none of this garbage, okay? Joe Biden doesn't have the mental capacity to run a lemonade stand, much less be president of the United States. Ladies, I'm talking to all the ladies in America here. You see Nancy Pelosi? She goes and gets her hair done in Gavin Newsom's America, where nobody can open a business, and the same in Michigan and Pennsylvania. She goes ahead. This is the this is the Democrats for you. They go ahead and get their hair done, okay? They do it in front of her. She makes the laws so she can. And then all the audacity is she goes ahead and blames the woman who owns the salon. Okay? Every woman in America should take offense and say, me and my wife and my family and my mom, we're all voting for Donald Trump. We're all voting for the Republican Party.
30 seconds.
Okay? So this is what you're going to have. This is what you're going to have in the Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden America, where the Democrat person tells you what to do while they do the opposite. Wake up, ladies. Put down The Bachelor. Put down Desperate Housewives and stand up for your kids and your mom and dad and bring your parents to the polls and vote for Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Let's get to work, Captain.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you, Pete.
All right, thank you. And he was running out of time anyway, and we're going to be going to a break. But real quick, Kyle, here's a story that just popped up. President Trump takes step towards defunding 4 riot royal Democratic-run cities.
Yeah, this is pretty interesting. It definitely makes clear distinctions as to how this came about, what's going on, and how do we go about getting things back to being peaceful. Yeah.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report for you. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. And you are the people, and we are the ones that are talking to you. And thank you very much for tuning in, listening in, and chiming in. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And there she is, my New Jersey cowgirl, now living down there in Carrollton, Georgia. She and her husband, Don, got a horse ranch there, Double D Ranch. And, of course, right about now, they're thinking about getting out there and getting things done for the horses. But they're in Carrollton, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning. And let's get started because this is the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's That's Merle Haggard with the theme song from the old TV show called Moving On, Will and Sonny Pruitt. And that used to be a pretty good show. And I remember watching that years ago, the big old black KW going across the country, the big old refrigerated trailer. And they were pulling a Great Dane trailer at that time. They had a brand new trailer, brand new truck, KW, and the trailer behind it. But anyway, let's go over here and take a look at some things. And by the way, yesterday I had a meeting with a trucking company owner, a major trucking company, national trucking company, and we may have a new sponsor sooner rather than later of a big-time hauler on the radio show. And can't wait for that, because we were talking shop yesterday, boy. We were talking about some things out there in the highway, and we were having a good time talking about the entertainment shows that I used to haul around and whatnot, plus a lot of the military stuff that we did, as well as the hurricane stuff when we got involved in all that. Well, anyway, Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, today, scattered severe thunderstorms appear likely across parts of the Middle Atlantic through Thursday, and damaging wind gusts and a few tornadoes are possible. They'll be the main threats, although isolated large hail may also occur. Now, dangerous heat is forecast to return again out in the desert southwest in California from Friday into early next week. Going to be a hot weekend, folks, out there where Kyle's at. And an excessive heat watch and warning has been issued for that whole area out there. And Kyle, take it away and tell us what's going on out there.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you're right. It's going to be heating up as we head into the weekend in Southern California, all throughout parts of California as well, up through Southern Oregon, and also out to the southwest as well. In Phoenix, for example, temperatures may be 110 to 118 degrees. That goes up through the Kingman area, Las Vegas, upwards of 110 degrees, we understand. Of course, Death Valley is going to be heating up, and also the areas, Los Angeles, Orange County, also heating up and breaking records this weekend. As we move up through the central part of California, we still have some air quality alerts. That's because of the wildfires. Those air quality alerts are going to stay in place until they finally extinguish those fires. But, of course, people with sensitive lungs and so forth, particulate matter, they need to watch out.
All right. Well, let me get into something and update the roads here, because we've got a travel advisory. We've got a dense fog advisory right now along I-40 from Oklahoma City east over past Fort Smith, Arkansas. Near zero visibility on the highways over there. Please be careful. And if you're on I-44 coming out of Oklahoma City going up into Missouri, all the way over towards, Fort Leonard Wood, all the way over to Fort Leonard Wood. Dense fog advisories, near zero visibility there. And also, some areas from Joplin North, almost all the way to Kansas City, dense fog advisory there. And in the central part of Kansas, dense fog advisory there. Now, the rain is still there in the metroplex of Dallas, and then it goes up towards I-30, pretty much follows I-30 up towards Little Rock. It's over in Memphis, goes I-40 for a ways, then it jumps up there, I-55 north, and you'll pick it up again, I-64 over in Kentucky, over to West Virginia, I-64, I-77, you catch it north-south there, you'll catch it on I-59, as well as I-75 through West Virginia, going up to Ohio. Now, high heat, weather is over in the southeastern corner of Virginia right now for today. On down the seaboard through Carolina, down to, down to South Carolina, all the way down towards Charleston. You got high heat advisories there. And then in Florida today, we have a high heat advisory from Lake Okeechobee all the way down to Naples and on down towards Marathon in Florida. So be advised of that. You're going to have some really scorching hot temperatures. Now, a couple of exceptions here. Up in the northern part of Michigan, the upper peninsula, as they like to call it in Michigan, a hard freeze warning tonight, as well as some fog. The northern part of Lake Michigan, be advised there. Up in northern Michigan, Saginaw, up in that area, fog up in there. And then you got a high wind advisor on I-29 from the South Dakota line all the way up through North Dakota to the Canadian border and the western part of Minnesota as well. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Now, on the telephone line, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and I don't know if I'm going to hit her cold turkey with this, but here we go. Did you see the president is talking about the first steps of defunding federal funds in New York City, Washington, D.C., Seattle, and Portland? The news just came out in the last hour.
Yeah, I actually saw it earlier in the day. It is a matter of these cities get federal dollars for lots of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
They get federal dollars on what are known as block grants.
Mm-hmm.
They get monies for community reinvestment. They get money for their funding their police, you know, all kind, you know, for Medicare. I mean, all kinds of things. And so what he is, it's really kind of a shot across the bow. I don't want to call it a threat, but I think that it's certainly something that's been talked about for a while that, look, if you cities, if you mayors are not going to behave and you're not going to encourage, civil society and, own up to the duty of your jobs with the city charters and whatnot, then we won't have any choice but to hold back some of these funds, because you're not in compliance. I mean, the monies that the federal government gives states and cities does come with stipulations. And if they don't hold on to those, then they hold those monies back. This goes,
yeah.
This is not a new thing.
It was
even when Jeff Sessions was attorney general, he spoke about it.
Is this the initial step to going with the insurrection stuff we're keep hearing about?
Well, you know, there's a lot of discussion that's on the table. And, you know, it initially began because of sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently is signing a memo. I don't know what the memo really has in it.
Well, it was an executive order is what I'm being told.
No, I don't think it was an executive order.
That's the story. It says President Donald Trump signed an executive order Wednesday, and then it goes into this explanation.
Where you're getting that one?
I'm getting it from the New York Post.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it was not an executive order. It was merely a memo to, because of the lawlessness
There was a 5-page memo, too, that started it. You'll bet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's an executive order, though.
All right. Well, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
Correct.
Because we should hear from de Blasio today and from the D.C. mayor and Seattle and Portland. And, of course, the guy up in Portland.
Well, it's going to go through the Office of Management and Budget, and then all kinds of lawyers are going to look at it, too.
Okay. So. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com as we take a look at the stories that are making America go tonight. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we will talk about the CDC and what they're about to do. On or about November 1st. Wait till you hear this one.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.